Let's do a good morning, everybody. Say, let's do a check here. Overcoming some technological problems. Do I have the status of my partners in this video? Can I let me know? Okay. Okay, everybody's here. So I think we're going to move on to Dafya tests with the rishus of everybody because we had some issues related to travel in the last couple of years. So we're going to move on to a very important and chashuv sugya, and that is the Piskei HaRambam in a sadistic question of a nedarim lahachmir or not. Let me give you the background here, and then we'll try to give you some of the highlights so you can understand the basic thrust of the sugya. In our Gemara here, the Gemara says the following lashon: Kol shesveikai chomor mavadai. My mile nafshe l'sveika. Til gabinozer vade megaleach umevi carbon. Benechal, kama. Ma'al sveika le matzi megaleach. So the Gemara here is an arichas in a lashon of the Gemara, a steer between the Mishnah at Stam Nedarim al Hachmer, a Mishnah in Brot Mesechtes Nazir, it's a Mishnah in Tyrus, where it says that Sufik Naziris is Lakula. So that's a stira. Is it Lahachmer or Lahakal? Maskana is at Stam Nedarim, we go Lahachmer. Why? Because a person is maskim to be machnes himself into a Sufik. Why? The phrase the Gemara uses is, thank you, Mile Inish Nafshe Lisveka. This is true of Nedarim. Not true of Naziris. Naziris, we go Lakula. Why? Because when it comes to Naziris, Sveikai Chomor Mivadai. Why? Because of the fundamental difference between Nazir and Neder. In the case of Nazir, there's a problem here. Because Naziris requires a package of Karbonis, and it requires a proactive kium of the Hilchais of Naziris, including Taglachas. So what does a person do if he's a Suffolk Nazir? Can't bring the Karbonis because it's Bisveka. He's not going to be Megalech. Maybe he is a Nazir. And therefore, he will be in the impossible situation of staying a Nazir La'elam. Chazal understood this. And therefore, they said that it's not reasonable to assume when a person was Mekabel Naziris that he expected to be a Nazir forever. Can't be. Therefore, it's not his Ratzain that it should be Chal on himself any Sveike Naziris. But when it comes to Nedarim, no such a thing. There's no such Chilak. Because whether if a person is Asering some himself Machmas Neder, it doesn't make a difference if this kikar is ushered to him because it's a vaday neder or because it's a suffik neder. Lamaisa, the kikar is usher, fine, we deal with it. Not going to be able to eat the kikar. And therefore, when a person enters into it, it doesn't matter to him. It's like ichpas lei if it's neder, if it's usher because of neder or it's usher because of suffik neder, because it's a reasonable scenario that the Torah took into account. When it comes to Naziris, it's not reasonable to assume that a person took into account he's going to be a Suffolk Nazir. What's the template for this? What's the source for this? The source for this is Divrei Rabbeinu HaRambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. The Rambam talks about Hilchos Nedarim, and he says, Stam Naziris Lahachmir. When it comes to Hilchos Naziris, he paskins Stam Naziris Lakula, in order to be miyash of this stira, which of course is based on the stira in the Gemara, the Mefarshim explain that there's a chilek between Nedarim and Naziris. Let's see it inside. When it comes to Nedarim, Stam Nedarim Lahachmer Upirusham, Yesh Bay Lahaka Lahachmer, Ketzat. And then the Rambam quotes the lashon of the Gemara, Hare Perisil Lalai, Kibasar Maliach, Yain Nesach. Chachamim say to him, the rabbi says to him, okay, what were you thinking? If he goes ahead and says, Take, I was matvis Or else a mifarish and a davar another. So you're validating that this is what you meant? Aser. Amarloi, haya belibi ela takruvais akum. I only had takruvis atum hareze mutter, imnader stam hareze aser. That's the basic template when it comes to Nidar. When it comes to Naziris, we have a different question. Let's see the Rambam in Hilchos Naziris and Perik Beis Halacha Tes. Interestingly enough, this both are in Perik Beis. This is Halacha Zayin, this is Halacha Tes. V'cheina Omer Hareini Nazir Emiyah. And he gives the, go to the next page, please. He gives the Lashon that establishes a Safek Nezer. The Tanai was not Makuyim for whatever Matthias reason. So there's a long Mishnah Melech here, which we can't go through inside. I'll try to summarize it. He says the Rambam Paskins where, like Rava, the Lashon of the Gemara Rava, that Sveikai is not Chomer Mavadai, then in that case, Stam is Lahachmer. But if the Sveikai is Chor, such as in the case of Naziris, then loin machis nafshe l'sveika. 1 second, please. So the chilik between the Dharma and the Naziris is that in a case where it's of the suffix is very chamor, the implication of the outcome, as we said Lech Mishnah is very chamor, then we're aiming the das of a person, listen to the phrase by Sai, Leimachis Naf Shelis Feika, as we explained. And therefore, Naziris is Lakula. And therefore, he says, there's an interesting riot to this. You all know there's a halacha called Naziris Shimshain. We'll get to this later in Masech Nedarim and a little bit in Masech Naziris. And this halacha of Naziris Shimshain is a Nazir Olam with tremendous implications. Interestingly enough, the halacha, the Rambam Paskins, when it comes to Naziris Shimshain, Naziris Shimshain is L'chumra. Why? Because in that case, when a person enters into it, he understands that it's going to be, I don't know if this is the right phrase to use, but everybody understands the usage of it, a life sentence. So, therefore, there's no difference in the suffix or the vadai. Because if it's a vadai, it's for life. If it's a suffix, it's for life. So a person's mindset that going into it is, I'm going to do it. And that's the case. There's no chilik between l'chumra or not. When it comes to Nedarim, the Zavada is a chilik. A person accepted A, and therefore, Stam Nedarim l'hachum, but Pirusham is l'hachum. When it comes to, because the implications are what they are, and they're rarely life-changing. So you can't eat this kikar, can't go to this person's house, your mudra na. It's not something which a person's das would say, I can't be Makabalist forever. If it is, maybe. If it's your mshubadim that you have, for instance, in the marriage context, then that is not chal. Not chal to be mafkia, shibud under, unless it's very limited circumstances. But in general, the pirusham of a neder would be lahakol, because a person would understand this. When it comes to the serious implications are so fierce, it's so difficult that therefore there can't be a stam lahachmir in a case of a suffik and a nearest shimshin yechiach, where there's no difference because in any case it's forever. So therefore we go lahachmir. The Machane Ephraim has a beautiful shtickle, and he brings, based on a merit, the mahalach here in the Rambam, but he brings a mizrahi, which says that the Rambam Paskins, like Rav Tarfon, in the Lashon of the Gemara, is, Lo nitna naziris elo laflo'o. Nazirus requires let's get the word right, specificity, hafla'a. Therefore, if you have a suffix Nazirus, by definition, you're going lakula. Ma she'en ke nedarim. Nedarim is no such halacha. And therefore, we don't take it with the same implication. This is a little bit of a problem because all throughout Sefer HaFlo'a, it's the way the Rambam has it in the Sefer Ayad, Nedarim are hukish l'naziris. There's a specific hekish brought in the beginning of the Masechta and repeated several times throughout Masechta's Nedarim and Nazir to be makish to two. So to make this chiluk that the Machan Ephraim is making is a little bit aggressive, so to speak. Let's see a couple of lines inside. Then we'll move on to the second question. You have to move it, please. So here at the end, Hine midvarav nira, the suffix nazirus lahakalum shum dechsiv ki afli, churav tarfen. Frek de machna frayim, what about the hekish? Material sold yech koich rab shimli rab rama nokat nigna veneva, it goes through the details of how the tanai is not makunim. And then he brings up the question here of a sveikadina. Move back a little bit, a few lines here, Rav Pesach, I want to show the ilum of the freeze it here since we began going through the whole thing. You see two lines before the yellow. Suffolk Naziris who makel, Mishon the Sivba Kiafli. Bastam Nidarim Mach Mershon Nidarim Hukshulishfuis Ad Kandavarov, which of course, as I said, raises the question what happened to the Hekish to Nidarim. This is the basic prongs of the side of the interplay between Nidarim and Naziris as played out, as explicated clearly in the Piske Harambam, one lahachmer, and one lahakel. Darm lahachmer, Naziris lahakel. Now let's move on to the second issue. When the Chazal say stam Nidarim lahachmer, what is the reason for that? Is it a halach which is miyuchad to the Darim? Or is it a halach and kol terkula of suffik de airai sila chumra? We all know there is a basic halach and shas of suffik de airai sila chumra. So when a person makes a neder and there's a suffik embedded in the neder, is the yisoid of lahachmir because the suffik de airai sila the kiryas sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perik Beis, and this halacha says that the side of Stam Nedarim Lahachmer is based on the halacha of Safik Dairaisa Luchumra. Stam Nedarim Lahachmer, that was Sveik Dairaisa Luchumra. The Purush Nesh Baila Hakel Ulahachmer, good either way. And therefore we teach it the way the Chacham understands it to be relevant to that particular unique circumstance. The Ran, Rabbeinu Aran, and Divrei Maskil Stam Nedarim explains where it's possible to be mefarish it in a alternate way. So b'stam go lahachmer. If the Ran is mashma that the yisoid of this halacha is not a din of suffik deraisa l'chumra, it's mashma that it's a din of suffik. Kolaymer mishenadav yesh mefarish l'shani lahachmer lahakol. He didn't explain exactly what he means. The Ran does not use the terminology of suffik deraisa l'chumra of kol terukula. The Ran is just following what he said earlier in Daf Yud Aleph, where the Ran explains that there's two possible ways to teach a person's language. So we go l'chumra, but it's not because it's a din of achra of suffik deraisa l'chumra. The Rush, following the Ran, even though the Rush was earlier, but in terms of the methodology, says the reason why we go The Russian Devar Masal Stam. The reason why we go to Chumra is when a person makes a neder, the das of the person is to aser what he intended to aser, because he could have said nothing. He could have been shaysek. So why did he say what he said? Why did he say what he said? So therefore, it's mashma that it's a din vaday. There's a umdana that we are teaching that mustami was neschaven li sura, because why else did he show up here to talk? Obviously, he meant to make a nether. That was in his mind. Kalimer afagaf de kishapirish dvar vazlina basa pirushan. Even though when he was mefarish, we go basa the pirush. If he was saisa, when you go the zlina lechumra, the stam hanoider, we assume that if a person is making neder, that's what he's trying to do. That's what he's here for. Taisvis and Daf Yutes, Diria Maschel Reb Shimon Oyser, said the pshat in the Mishnah of Stam Nedarim LaHachmer is in a vaday. Laharaya Yichayv Malchus. If you were on the neder, if it wasn't in vaday, you can't give somebody Malchus, because Oynchim require vadois. Where does this come from? Let's take a look at the Taisvis, Reb Pesach. Where does this come from? It must be that it comes from a din of vaday. Mesnisen osr vaday komar. Gam kein lamalkus. If it wasn't a vaday, you couldn't give an einesh. Dumid etani gabi shal shamayim neder osr dasim osr vaday komar. So the Karen Ira, commenting on this, goes through the entire sugya and he says, is it a vaday or a suffik? He brings the Rishonim, the Russian Taisvis, and he says the Russian Taisvis may be saying it's different halachas which are unique, but Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he holds that the Pshat Gemara is, as we said earlier, a classical Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Tarech L'dat Lake B'tayim Ed Milsa. That's mean L'Hachmer. We need to figure out what the Pshat this is. Why are we going L'Hachmer? Do we say the Misveka L'chumra called Safek Daraisa? He brings the basic halach of Safek Daraisa L'chumra brought in the sugi in the beginning of Beitzah. Mashadav Neder Gomer. And he brings the Rush. Stam Nedre Daiter Le'iser. He didn't say anything. Doesn't matter where Oymed is Das. He brings the Taisvis. And then he says, four lines from the bottom, with the Reim Tzar Chlaimar, Gam Kei Kamei Shekos Marash, Kivin Shnes Chava Linder, Mestam Adaitel Peresh Oyser, the Taisis must be read together with the Rush. Zok de Karen Ayer, Lefi Zeh, Ein de Klali L'Safak Neder Ba'alma, Da Cholam Misveka, Des Lim L'Chom Ritz, Odin Avadai. And he goes later and tells you, I'm going to be inspired this later in the Gemara, Daf Yutes. And there he goes on to say that L'Chaira, it's a din of Safak L'Chomra. The Achrayim bring the Shitas who hold that it's a Klalius to Kishas White of Allah of Savak Larais L'Chumra. If that's the case, what do we need a Mishnah for? We have a Gemara in Beya throughout Shas, Savak Larais L'Chumra. And they have various truths into this. I'll just share with you one or two insights here in the remaining time that we have. The Sefer Artaira says, you go back to the Machna Ephraim, the Machna Ephraim asks, why do we go L'chumra and Stam Nedarim? So L'chaira, we should go L'kula. Why? Because there is a halacha of Cheskas Heter. And we should go, we should be Ukma on the previous chazaka. The previous chazaka was there was no neder. Before the person spoke, there was nothing. So we have a shaila. Why don't we go basar chazaka to say that we teach it to be no neder? Zok de Machna Ephraim, that according to the Rush, it's not a suffik, it's a vadai. Why? Because why are we assuming there's a neder? Because we have an umdana. And umdana, that when a person says something, he wished to make this neder. Therefore, what's suffik? It's a vadai. The second teres, he says, is that there is a chazaka, because l'maisa metzias says there was no neder before the man opened his mouth. But the fact that he spoke And this is a very important klal, Hilchos Chazakos, that is rooted in all the Limudim and the Rishonim and the Sheb Shmaitza. When the person spoke, it was Isra Chazkoske. Let's get the right English word. He deroded. He brought down the previous chazaka. Eroded the previous chazaka. By speaking now, the chazaka has been eroded, and that is miyashiv all the various shitas. And maybe this is the reason we don't go baser chazaka. I'm going to close here with a nice pshat from the Mir Rosh Hashiva, the Gaon of Nosan Tzvi. I was zeichet to have a hiskarvus to a Gaon Hatzadik of Nosan Tzvi. It was one of the amudim paragons of what it means to have total mesirasai of his guf nefesh to Torah. He was an extraordinary person who lived amongst us, and he brings in his chidushim. And we was able to publish many of his chedushim first, prior, but he brings in the Sefer Chedush of Nosan Tzvi. He brings a machlaikis between the Ran and the Rosh, the previous machlaikis, on what's the side of the Vader, the Safik. And he says that the Ran and the Rosh, achaylik, what the basic side of a Siyas HaNeder is the fact that what you're in your heart is piled in Neder. And the only thing is that you have to explicate it. That's a tenai in the key of the neder. Iker neder is done belief. I was makabel to do something. Some of it is explication. Or no. That the pail in a neder is the actual hafla de dibur. And for karet is a tenai that it be properly connected to your heart. So which is the makayer? The heart or the mouth? So he says, the rush holds that the iker is the lave, and the ran holds the iker is the peh. If you're looking for a beautiful yeshivish chakira, here it is. So Pianali says, according to the Rosh, Tikkur is the lathe. And therefore, when he wants to make a nether, and he thinks so in his heart, so then we take what he said to say that he really meant to do a nether vadois, as I man in hearts. And now we need to figure out a way to make sure that the peh is consistent with the heart. That's Shitas HaRosh. But the Ran, the Iker, is the Peh, the Dibur. Hafla'a. And once there is a Suffolk in the Dibur, we don't have the ability through the Ratzon HaLev to be Lahatais HaDibur Le'Isar. Stays a Suffolk. Because Lamaisa, the only thing we can shatz, we can't see into the man's heart. Only thing we can shatz is his Lev. And therefore, by definition, we have to go to Chumrah, like Oli Surim, and the Ran and the Rush are beautifully Lishitasam. I'll just show you one or two lines here so you should know where to see this. I would do this, of course, at the end of the Sugya. Charinaf Kamina Miyokal Neder, okay, whether it's Tavada, go to the next paragraph of Pesach, please, Venera. The Plukta Zuva Ran Lishitasai Bechulam Mesech Freeze. No, no, you went too far. That last phrase, Venera. Okay, here's the key phrase. By side, take a look at it. This is where he goes through the machlokes, the Rosh and the Ran, as to whether it goes in the parsha. Das Ran, he said it did is like they dibur is chayal the isr cheftza and the chiddush parshas the darim that the peh is the main mechayev and the Rosh ikar neder chal b'teisal mekabal uslibay, and he makes a beautiful machlokes Rosh and the Ran. And two places, Lashitasam, in the case of what Suffolk and Durham Lachmer. I kind of say a little bit of a look into this week's sugya. Everybody should have Shatta de Shemaya to straighten out all the sheets of Shainim again. The two basics are the question of Chilim between the Durham and the Ziris, and the Mahalach of Lach Mishnah and the Machnafrayim and the Piskei Rambam. The second Mahalach, whether it's Mitaras Vade of Sveka Derais Luchumar of Kol Der Kula, or it's a unique Halacha in the Darim, and the Mahalach of the Rishainim, the Rush, and the Ran, and Taisvis, must see those inside, and then the Achrainim carry on to try to figure out a way to explain as far as the Machlaikis, including a beautiful Lishitasam, Merv Nasan Tzvi. I'm Khan, the roadmap for the Sig Sugya. Everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week in Meretz Hashem. Yashar Koyach.